Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you, so listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Finishing off here on the second guest show, Mike Dettay along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, at the Silver Slipper Casino beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. Bob, you and I didn't get to talk about it, but LSU's win over Baylor in the Texas Bowl. Yep. The one big shocker out of that, how well LSU's offensive line played. Man, they held up, and if you watch what Aranda did, he was sending extra people. LSU's offensive line were picking it up.
They did a solid job protecting. They also blocked. They rushed for 100-plus yards. No, Mike, I was surprised that occurred. But, you know, explosive plays, and when you look at what occurred, LSU has now scored, kickoff touchdowns in back-to-back games. When you think about that, and...
Okay, how long it was, and then broke Eric Martin's record. And Eric Martin, he couldn't outrun you.
He ran back kickoff in the early 80s, I just show you. So all of a sudden, LSU now scored a kickoff touchdown in back-to-back games and often interceptions in two of their last three bowl games. So, Mike, the odds are they're playing in a bowl game, they're going to get a pick six. So you're looking at LSU in the 2023 Citrus Bowl win over Purdue. Quad Wilson ran 99-yard pickoff. So, the one thing LSU fans have a problem with, though, I guess, is the youngsters you got to deal with. End up wearing alternate uniforms in 7 of 13 games. I think that number needs to change. I think we want to see more of traditional LSU uniforms. I don't even say go. I don't know.
That looked like school bus yellow.
The yellow helmets, the white jersey, the yellow pants. I don't know. Not all the white helmets. T-Bob has one of those white helmets. I think he might have been the first time they wore that. They played Tulane in the Superdome.
Might have been.
And he had a white helmet. I think Matt Forte.
Had a great game.
Was playing for Tulane, then was slide out, with the Bears. And that game, they had those damn white helmets.
Okay, Coach O signed me a helmet, and I had him to sign the white one. And He was like, Mike, what the hell's wrong? You didn't give me the right color. I said, no, it looks better on the white. The signature. I'm not worried about how it looks. Yeah. But here's the first thing he threw it out at me.
But Mike, looking at who's available on that pick six by what's his name? Keys.
He played a hell of a game.
Yeah, looking at that, Xavion Thomas
How about Trey Dez?
Yeah,
you can't miss him. I mean, he's a 6'7" guy. Now he's going to be more of the flex tight end in 2025. But man, he gives you a big target to not overthrow.
And Mike, you know why? I don't know if LSU is going to be Clemson. I know Coach Kelly wants to be Clemson to kick off the season next year.
I don't know about that.
I'll tell you, it could be with 4 straight seasons. LSU to win the opening game. They're playing at Clemson.
Clemson got a lot of people coming back.
But I can tell you, Nussmeier, a Heisman candidate.
No question.
There's a lot of fans like, Bobby, I'm telling you, Nussmeier is a Heisman Trophy candidate right now. He's in the top 5. He can spin it. Now, whether, we get kind of spoiled now. All of a sudden, when it says Billy Cannon.
Okay, we got Joe Burrow and Jay Daniels.
No, you think about in the short time span, even to be in that conversation, Heisman candidates, Mike.
That's some big moccasins walking in.
There's a lot of pressure on the Nussmeier with that, but he is that good.
Man, and he's cool in the pocket. We saw a couple times during the season.
He always has a freak-out interception. And then Coach Kelly gives him the business, and some fans can't handle that. He's a coach's son. He can take that.
Man, he got a thick hide on him. Yes. He's used to it. Yeah. It's when they called him, he was sort of barking kind of loud. And he got the penalty, not the defensive lineman. He went ballistic. Yeah. And he's trying to explain to Kelly. And, that time, he just best stay away from Coach Kelly at that point. But I was really impressed when you look at, you got to win up front, offensive and defensive lines. That'll be what you watch for in the spring. But, man, the skill people, when you're talking about Chris Hilton returning and Trey Dez
and he's gotten better.
Oh, he's gotten much, much
better.
He's
adjusting to the ball and catching it. And then
and Aaron Anderson. And
you don't have to have Coach Kelly telling him you're uncoachable and stuff like that. Because he can run, right, Mike?
Yeah. Oh, can he run?
So you just gotta catch it. The time the ball, go up and catch the ball.
That's his greatest asset, his ability to pull away from people.
Right.
And you can see it out in the flat. Man, that corner got an angle on him, and he still outruns him.
Separation.
That goes to show you what type of speed you're talking about. And Caden Durham, all year long, has played with that plate in his foot. With that built-in sort of foot. Man, that guy's a tough, tough guy running between the tackles. And he'll physically get stronger. I think that's the big part with him. I think a lot of people question even Coach Kelly early on. Why ain't he playing more? I think even maybe Coach Kelly, I don't know if he'll hold up.
Right.
He's not a real big guy.
But to me, the key was the LSU offensive line, how they pass protected and they blocked for over 100 yards. I mean, I did not think that would happen.
But it goes to show you how the game has changed. Dave Aranda, he's got an offensive-oriented team, and he's a defensive-oriented coach. And, man, their defense is lousy. I mean, it is not very good.